Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, son, real talk? Don't call my phone on Tuesdays or Thursdays at 9 o'clock. That's my Gonzo After Dark Eargasm podcast time. Facts. Tune in 9 p.m. It's Gonzo After Dark. Everybody gather round. Eargasm about to start. Real talk. Battle of the sex. Yeah. Not what you expecting. It's a matter of perspective. Check, check, check them out. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Yo, Bugs, they don't hear me, son. I said they ask again. 9 o'clock on the dot where they introduce the topic. Then they break it down and chop it up and walk you through the logic. Every girl that I know now say she love the show because they never had so many eargasms in a row. Yo, good on both coasts. Shout out to both hosts. Tonight is a live wire and Bugsy got jokes. That's a fact, that's a fact. Shorty said I got the time, but where it's at? I said it's Gonzo After Dark podcast show. Then gave her the cold shoulder, told her listen to the show and don't you call me till it's over. Yo, it's Gonzo After Dark, it got them about to start. Gonzo After Dark, it got them about to start. What did you expect? Politically incorrect. Got the nighter on set with the hookah on deck. Yo, it's Gonzo After Dark, it got them about to start. Gonzo After Dark, it got them about to start. What did you expect? Politically incorrect. Got Bugsy on set. Tell the people cut the check.
Yo, attention, attention. I need everybody to stop what you're doing right now. Log on to Facebook Live, blogtalkradio.com. It's Gonzo After Dark, Eargasm Podcast, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9 p.m.
Hello?
Shop Golden Child ENT for the latest Golden Child ENT merchandise, music, and much more. Just log on to www.goldenchildent.com and click on the Shop Golden Child ENT tab for your shopping options. In addition, visit us on eBay at Golden Child ENT for a variety of quality goods and name brand products at tremendous savings. That's www.goldenchildent.com or visit us on eBay. And remember, Golden Child ENT, we shine brighter.
For the latest in entertainment, new music, videos, fashion, and worldwide news, log on to www.goldenchildent.com. Update it on a daily basis to get you up to date with the latest. Follow Golden Child ENT on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Google+. Golden Child ENT. We shine brighter.
Hello? 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 Can you hear me? Hello? Hello?
Yeah, shit.
Whole show on
that's
that
not
one
what you
question.
Said.
Yes, I did. You need to read.
Yo, she's funny, yo. She told me this topic
said,
was whack.
No, you need to read.
All right, so go ahead. Go with the scenario. Shout
the
out
scenario,
to Nick. I see
I
you.
Said use it as a scenario, not to base the whole thing on one question.
Tell me it was whack.
Yo, this guy, he don't read.
Nigga, I got a job. I can't be doing.
All right, then. So...
Hey,
let me go on with the scenario because this guy's drinking and he can't function that well. But I function well, okay? So, the scenario, all right? Vice versa, you have whoever you like to fuck, whatever you like to do. I'm sorry, not fuck, whatever.
Intercourse
with. And the other person that you have an intercourse with, mate comes in, right? And now you're like hiding, trying to hide so the other person won't see you. So you're in an effed up situation. You about to get in a fight with this person.
No, your mate is.
Oh, did you fix this?
I don't know. Let's see. Hold on. Let's see if Benji's in there.
Hello?
Benji, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, there we go. All right. We had a little technical difficulties, but we back. We live. Mama Bug, let's see.
Yes, we are back.
All right.
We want to thank you for calling in. Thank you for participating in the show. We really appreciate
allowing us to interview you and get into your world.
Right.
No
first,
problem.
Introduce yourself to everyone. Let them know who you are, which we already did, but let them hear from your voice.
Good evening, everybody. It's Benji Bang, a.k.a. Benji Did It on Instagram. Follow me.
Okay, one of the questions that I have for you is, how did you actually become an exotic dancer?
Well, I really had come from a background that a lot of people wouldn't understand because, you know, sometimes you might have one parent. I came from a foster home, so that's a different story. So I just wanted to be able to support myself. So I found something. It was some good money, so I just kept doing it.
What age did you start?
18.
At 18, you're legal to dance?
Yes. Huh?
Did you take, like, any dance classes or anything like that, or you just knew how to dance?
Actually, I was really the worst dancer.
Really?
Up until I had no rhythm. I couldn't figure out dancing. Like, it just wasn't for me. Then one day, about 6 months into me dancing, somebody said, just relax. Dance like you fucking, like... And I just went with it, and ever since then, it's like, oh, my God, you're so sexy.
Wow.
And, boy, do she dance sexy.
Okay. I know a lot of women would, you know, love to learn the skills that, you know, you have. With that being said, do you give out, like, private pole dancing lessons or, you know, is that something that you do?
Well, I'm not really professional with the pole like that. I wouldn't consider myself the type of person to want to teach you how to do pole. But as far as just, you know, getting comfortable with yourself and being sexy, of course I could teach somebody how to do that.
Now, let me backtrack a second. Okay, so you was 18 and you wanted to explore the world of exotic dancing. Who introduced you and how did you get your first break into the world of exotic dancing?
Actually, it was weird. I was I was standing outside of a store in my hometown of Asbury Park, New Jersey, and some guy just walked up to me. He was like, "You're so pretty." Now he was from North Jersey, so he invited me to come dance at this club, and it was cool.
So
I was going back and forth for a minute, then eventually I decided to move further up north.
So your first experience was a good experience. You made a lot of money that night, and then they enticed you.
I mean, in this day, I wouldn't say it's a lot of money for me now, being that that was, what, 4 years ago? That definitely wouldn't be a lot of money now. I think it was a lot of money because I needed something at that current time and point. But,
please,
you know, I was young, so.
Please tell me it was more than $60.
Oh, no, I made like $150, and it was cool. I mean, I didn't have no dancer shoes. I had all lingerie at some cheap store. Like, everybody done been there, you know? But then you graduate, and you get the special shoes and the special outfits and all of that stuff.
My question to you is, do you think you have to have a certain mindset to be an exotic dancer, and what type of mindset is that?
You have to be humble. You have to be humble because in order to learn, you have to be able to accept that people are going to criticize you, and sometimes people are going to criticize you in the wrong way but about the right things. So you got to listen to what people are saying. Don't let anybody just say anything to you, but you got to listen to what people are saying. It takes a lot in the industry. You have to listen.
Was that something that was hard for you in the beginning to take that constructive criticism, especially at a young age?
Of course, of course. And then on top of that, I'm a Taurus. So you ain't going to tell me nothing. You feel me? Like,
is it hard for you to being a sex symbol and being around, you know, men that's gawking over you, females that's gawking over you, is it hard for you to have a relationship with a man because of that?
No, actually, it probably would, but before things already came to the conclusion in my mind, like, you know what, I'm around all of these females, and I cannot help it. I'm not even looking at these niggas no more.
Oh, shit.
Really? So, do you even like males, or do you like females?
I mean, I like guys, but as far as, like, dating, nah, because at the end of the day, nobody's going to give me what I'm looking for.
And what are you looking for?
What I'm accustomed to is, okay, me and my standing, I might not be in the same position as somebody who I would be out with. Like, oh, I'm going to go do a party for somebody. Oh, I'm going to go meet somebody at a club. I might not be in the same living stance as them, but they want to be all up in your business. You feel me? Like, I don't like all of that. Mind your business. Stay over there. Don't worry about who's in my phone. You feel me? Like, and then I'm too cool with guys. They want to be all lovey-dovey.
You just told us you got to be humble. Now you just gave yourself... Cool. Now your braggadocious shit is coming out. This is what we're doing right now?
Nah, it's not even that. It's like, okay, a guy in this business having a boyfriend, like, if I have customers and they're texting my phone to tell me they're going to meet me or whatever, like, why are you so caught up in whatever I'm doing with work versus anything else we could be talking about? Because about anything else, why are you so worried about me working?
All right, so since you...
They're going to feel threatened because they're a guy.
Right, you're right. So you experienced that then?
No, I see it in everybody else's relationships. I've had a girlfriend this whole time. The whole time I've been dancing, and it's been the same girlfriend, and she's not an issue.
So she's supporters of your dancing?
Oh, she's a dancer too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's getting all happy.
Because I'm like, why you ain't bring the girlfriend? We could have did a 2-for-1 and got a special. You selfish, baby.
she's actually on her way to work right now.
Now, do you visit multiple clubs or do you just stick to one club?
Actually, recently, I haven't really been into clubs because this stripper strike has been really hitting everywhere. And it's like, I'm brown skinned. So even me as a brown skinned girl is feeling the dark skin stuff. Like, most cases people know that I'm black. Okay, it's not a secret. So that, I haven't been in a club. I'll do private parties, bookings, stuff like that. I have my own clientele. I really don't, you know, I'd rather do that. I'll do artist performance bookings. I do artist performance bookings where if you're doing a booking at a club, you can book me to perform with you or book me to be in your music video or whatever. Like, I'd rather do that than sit there in a club and watch all the Spanish girls get the money. All the bartenders get the money. Like, we in last place.
Really?
People think that I get, like, people think that I get money just because I got a fat ass. It ain't just about having a fat ass, honey. It's really not. Some niggas out there, most niggas out here really do. They really do be about that fake life, you know?
So you're telling us that it's the white woman, then the Spanish woman, and then the brown skin woman when it comes down to
it. And then the chocolate women.
Really?
How? The chocolate women?
Yeah, like,
they got all the cake.
I didn't know that.
Because
a lot of us is not aware.
Yeah, we're not aware of what's going on. Like, when you mentioned it today, we was like, what? We got to Google.
Okay. If you ever take a night out and take a tour of any New York strip club, say you choose three, I guarantee you, you will see bartenders and Spanish dancers getting tips way more than any other person in the bar. In some bars, they even block black girls from coming in the VIP while they let other Spanish girls walk right past them.
That's crazy.
Like, and it's like the Spanish strippers will call and say, oh, well, it's no stripper strike going on. Of course you're going to say that because you're Spanish. You're not experiencing the negative side of being discriminated against.
Now, with that being said, would it be easier then to convert from a dancer to a bartender?
No, because they're also not letting black girls really be bartenders. If you check out all of these flyers that are going, the only one I can even name off the top of my head is Star Brim. That's black in New York.
Now, how long has this been going on? I've been going to strip clubs since the early 90s, and it's just been, this is before.
It just started getting like that. It just started getting like that because I heard that I've only been dancing for 4 years. And I've only been in New York for, like, the last 10 months. So I heard that started about 2 years ago.
So you mentioned New York, you mentioned Jersey. Where can you make the most money, in New York or Jersey?
obviously New York. Because I done moved here, and I promise you I'm not going back. I will come back to visit the good people that I love, and that's it. But I can't work in no Jersey club. They ain't gonna like me.
Wait, but what's the difference between Jersey and New
York? Jersey is a little more rugged or cheaper.
No, actually, the club that I actually used to work at in Jersey, Angels, they inspired me because I asked them, can I help them with promotion?
What?
That is what I said. That is officially when I said, fuck Jersey.
Tell the truth.
That's crazy.
And then I turn around and I see the girls that are on there. They look disgusting. I'm not, oh, my God. Karma's a bitch. Y'all can't get nothing better than that.
Well, you might have dodged a bullet. You might have dodged a bullet. Stuff happens for a reason. Shout out to Bear. Everything happens for a reason, he said.
I want to twist the subject just a little bit because personally, I just want to know, like, is your family for what you do? Is it a secret?
But she just told me she grew up in a foster home.
Really?
I'm sorry.
Is it a secret? Right, like, just because she grew up in a foster home, maybe she reconnected with family. Maybe her foster
home. I did.
Exactly.
And the whole thing about me is, as I grew up and started coming into myself, my charge really started coming out. And I'm the type of person that if you don't like me, then I don't care.
So you don't.
If you feel like what I do makes you love me less, then you need to keep your opinion to yourself. I don't really care, because at the end of the day, it's been times when, you know, people done came to me, asked me for money, that down talked me to other people in my family that didn't need to hear what was being said. Like, you feel me? Like,
that's crazy.
But you'll talk down on the money that you asked me for. But just a minute ago, that was ass-shaking money.
Right. That's crazy. When it comes,
that's crazy.
Right. People are super. I hate humans.
They don't like it until it's convenient.
So let me ask you a question, Benji, because I experienced, in the past, I've thrown many, many a party. Why do female dancers feel the need to have a manager?
Right.
Well, a lot of them didn't have fathers.
That's deep.
That's crazy.
A lot of them didn't have fathers. I mean, I didn't have my father, but at the end of the day, I never was the type of female to be caught up on no dick, to be wanting to listen to no nigga like that. Because from what I understand, there's only one thing that niggas want from me. So why would I? nah, that don't even sound like a legit situation. Because, I don't know, to me, I just think about the whole thing like this, right?
Uh-huh.
Why have a man tell you to go get money from a man to do the same thing for you to pay him to give you some dick? Like, I don't get it.
I don't get it either, but it's
you gotta pay him to get some dick while these niggas gotta pay you to get some pussy. What is that?
From my personal experience, right? Anytime I go to contact a stripper to do private events, because I don't do like real public events, I do private events or whatever. And
well, usually that's what people that have managers. That's what people that have managers do.
But listen, to me, it's more difficult to deal with the manager than it is to deal with the dancer directly. Now, I can have an agreement with the dancer. The dancer shows up, and then all of a sudden, her so-called quote-unquote manager goes, oh, she didn't clear this with me. She got to go. And that's crazy. So she can't get this money. She's already here. She's dressed. But you found out that she's dancing.
And that, my friend, is not a manager, because a manager is not going to sit there and just done anything. He's going to talk to you about it. He's going to work the shit out. Like, that's the only way it goes. Because if they handle it any other way, then the situation is they're a pimp. That's a pimp.
A manager won't even
show up where the girl at. Unless it's a problem, because that nigga is somewhere in the cut. That's a manager.
I feel you.
At no point should y'all have to interact. That's a manager, because he already know that, you know, everything down. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's copacetic. He already cleared it. He shouldn't have to show up.
Exactly.
My question to you is, like, some people think that it's a thin line between a stripper and a woman escort. Has anyone asked you to do sexual favors for them? Do you do sexual favors, or is that something that's off limits? Like, how do you...
That is completely off limits. I do not do that. First of all, I've learned that in this industry, there is a lot of things that people don't know that ask.
And I mean,
it's really disgusting.
Ask, gotta shoot the shot, see what happens.
My nigga, these are things that you should have been asking your doctor. Okay. Like, you out here asking, can you go do something with somebody, but do you not know you could get crabs off of somebody's balls? Like, type of shit is that? Nah, like, niggas always want to put their fingers and stuff. You know you could get a bacterial infection from that? That's nasty. Do you want to smell that in your face? No.
All right, so let me ask you
some
questions.
That's disgusting.
Let me ask you a question. As far as your concern, what are some of your rules that you have when you show up to these events, the do's and the don'ts?
I just ask not to be touched in my private place, and I ask for phones to be put away, like in a secluded corner, because you never know what might happen. You know, it might be a nip slip. I might, the party might get lit. Clothes might come off. You never know. It might be a show going on, and that's not for everybody, because people that you're showing is not paying for it.
Ray is shooting.
And I was
shot.
Showing the people that was paying for it. I was working for the people that was paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
And the shit that I be doing, like, if I bring out @ Miss MZ Chanel, the wifey, if I bring her out and we do a little show together.
Say that again, because Facebook Live is like, what's that name again? Bring that name back again so they can follow her on Instagram.
Yo, Benji, we got to have another party.
@ MZ Chanel.
@ MZ
Chanel. Yes.
All biases aside.
On Instagram. Yes. If we show up to a party, that we're booked for, there's going to be a show. So there cannot be no phones out.
Oh. So wait, time out.
There's nobody.
Party again. A lot of people didn't.
Part two.
Part two to Billy's party.
Hold on.
So part two.
Don't bring up Billy's party because it caused a lot of problems.
We need
Just
to
say
have
we're going to have.
We need to have.
I'm not bringing up no in particular party. I'm
no,
just
I'm not
saying.
You don't understand. When people saw you in my video, a lot of people caught feelings that they didn't get an invite. It wasn't even because of me. It was because of you.
It was
I'm going to tell you. You caused a lot of problems for me on social media.
Listen. There can always be another event. My booking fee is $200. Round up your friends and let's get this shit going.
Let's do it.
No offense, but I think I love Benji. She's so willing and able to get this paper.
Bugsy loves you.
Yes, that's what it's for. That's what it's for. I just want the Benji back.
Oh, y'all got me confused. Y'all started talking about ass and two asses and like.
All right, so let me ask you a question, Benji. All right,
I know you will be distracted.
Yeah, back. Because she was looking and she was trying to throw all the ones. I'm like, you gotta spare these ones a little bit. All right, so let me ask you this.
For who?
I got you, Benji.
You try to throw some more her later that night.
I see you. All right, so say you show up to an event, right? And there's different girls there that you don't know. How do you guys work this out between y'all? Do you say this is a mind one split? How does that work?
It depends. Usually there's somebody who invited us all who, I really don't do parties that don't have girls that I don't know too much unless they have, like, one of my friends, _Mushabelly_, she has a group of girls that I'm a part of that, you know, we all get called upon and we do our little parties. I don't know all of the girls, but I trust all of the girls because she trusts all of the girls and I know she's cool. All
right.
Benji, we have a lot of people listening in, and we want to give them an opportunity. if you guys have any questions for Benji, please write it in right now so we can ask her.
Or better yet, call in and you can answer Ask the Live at 619-924-0711. And press 1 to speak to the host or to speak to Benji.
Yeah, because we just hogging all of Benji up. Let our listeners, you know, ask us some questions if they want to.
But real quick, Benji, once again, because we got a live Facebook Live group going. Plug your social media link so people can follow you. See what we are excited about.
I am on Instagram at _ Benji Did It.
Benji Did It.
_ Benji.
_ Benji Did It.
This is what I want to know because I was confused as fuck when she first sent me the picture and the name. Where did you come up with the name Benji Did It?
Because everything that I do, I want credit for.
So your name is Benji?
Yes.
Oh.
Benji. Benji Bang. Benji Bang.
Benji.
Yep.
So, all right. So you've been in this industry for 4 years. Have you ever been approached to do adult films?
What'd you say?
Hello?
Hello?
You there?
Yes.
Have you ever?
All right, so we want to know, you've been in this industry for 4 years. Have you ever been approached to do adult films?
Actually, yes. I've been approached a lot, and honestly, that's not my thing.
Even if it was a girl-on-girl scene?
I don't care. I don't want anybody looking at my vagina because I want to be an actress. I am an actress.
Right, because you was acting like it was all about me when I didn't know it was all about me, but I thought it was all about me.
I have a question.
We got a question from Facebook Live.
You're so silly.
I hosted parties and I had girls meet ahead of time and get to know each other. We all to make money. Anyone interested in messing that up had to go.
That's not a question.
Oh, that's
statement.
Not a question.
Yeah.
I thought it was.
Shout out to Kitty though. I see you.
So Keisha, you
hey.
Oh, okay.
And she hosts other things as well. So yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh.
You getting caught up? Hold on, we got more questions.
What is your next? Like, is this just all dancing? Is that dancing? Is that what you want to be? Or do you want to, what's next for
what's
Benji?
The next goal? What's the goal? What's the plan for Benji Did It?
My next thing that I'm on to, I really want to work on my photography career. So I am looking to intern with some really good directors and photographers. Of course, they have to know that I am not off that pervert shit. Don't touch me.
Because, look, everybody nowadays with an iPhone think they're a photographer. That's not it. You're not going to get
word.
An iPhone and talking about you're a photographer is going to come out great. No, that's not what's going on.
Word. You're not about to get me on no. And I do not want to work with you if I cannot see your work. You have to give me something to admire to want to work with you.
I have a question from you from Facebook. What's your favorite pole dance or lap dance?
Well, she already said she don't work the pole dance.
Okay, but that was the question.
No, do they mean what song?
Do you
no,
mean
see,
what song?
They asked him, what do you prefer, pole dance or the lap dance? I think that's what I took from the question.
They said, what is your...
I don't... My best a pole dance because I'll do the pole and the stage because I like to twerk. And I like to do my little two steps. And, you know, I like to be the center of the show. I don't want just one person looking at me. Everybody got to be looking at me. I want everybody's money.
All right, so let me ask you a question. All right, so when it comes to these big events, we're talking about All-Star Weekend, New Year's Eve, things of that nature. Do you travel out of state and go to these big clubs where you know the money's at, like a KODs or a Magic City, things of these natures?
Just
in New York, New Jersey.
I never, I never ventured out there yet. So I haven't ventured out there yet. One thing I'm really in particular about was I heard a lot of things, and I don't really trust traveling by myself that much, especially that far. Yeah, I'm a female. I feel like somebody gonna do something to me.
You know what? Precaution is always, you always go with your gut. All right, so we got a question from Facebook Live. Hold on.
They want to know, do you have any twerk videos? Because they want to see
now
you
pass this question.
Twerk.
All right,
and then someone else want to know is, what type of music you like to dance to?
I like to dance to slow songs. Mm. I like to dance to things that are slow and sexy.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm not just local. If I'm booked out of town, I will have somebody come with me.
Mm.
I'm actually looking at the live feed right now. So I'm all there with you guys. You see me? Hello? 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 Yes?
Ow.
Hello?
Spicy. Cuts. We got a space on this one, man. Let's go. Come on, all y'all, welcome. But you gotta be with the shits, though. I'm with the stars. I fly through your galaxy. In my spaceship, I fulfill your fantasy. I'm so hot, I can feel my face. It's nothing like a party up in space. I'm with the stars. I fly through your galaxy. In my spaceship, I fulfill your fantasy. I'm so hot, I can feel my face. It's nothing like a party up in space.
We on the mothership, we on some other shit. This is my other whip, check out the love I get. They pop, lock, and drop it, call me Spacey Sprocket. I go hard with the rocket, Matumbo couldn't stop it. These space hoes break me off my pesos. I'm with the stars, so they do what I say so. From Pluto straight to Uranus. Don't cheat yourself, I can make you famous. Navigation causes sensations, calculations, different constellations. The goddess of water proceed with masturbation. The need for speed makes her impatient.
I'm with the stars, I fly through your galaxy. In my spaceship, I fulfill your fantasy. I'm so hot, I can feel my face. It's nothing like a party up in space. I'm with the stars, I fly through your galaxy. In my spaceship, I fulfill your fantasy. I'm so hot, I can feel my face. It's nothing like a party up in space.
Yo, I am the spaceship skipper.
In your Milky Way with my Big Dipper. We fly by and walk speed. Move at the speed of sound. I'ma give you what you need. We party with the alcohol and weed. Don't worry about a thing, cause you're fucking with some keys. We in space with the stars. The pink Molly got them coming out their bras. We floating, there's no gravity. She took a real long drag and started grabbing me. I'm high and I'm rolling with them. Exploring the solar system.
I'm with the stars.
I fly through your galaxy. In my spaceship, I fulfill your fantasy. I'm so hot, I can feel my face. It's nothing like a party up in space. I'm with the stars. I fly through your galaxy. In my spaceship, I fulfill your fantasy. I'm so hot, I can feel my face. It's nothing like a party up in space.
Yo, son, real talk. Don't call my phone on Tuesdays or Thursdays at 9 o'clock. That's my Gonzo After Dark Eargasm podcast time. Facts. Tune in 9 p.m. It's Gonzo After Dark. Everybody gather round. Eargasm about to start. Real talk. Battle of the sexes. Not what you expecting. It's a matter of perspective. Check, check, check them out. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Yo, Bugs, they don't hear me, son. I said they ask again. 9 o'clock on the dot where they introduce the topic. Then they break it down and chop it up and walk you through the logic. Every girl that I know now say she love the show because they never had so many eargasms in a row. Yo, good on both coasts. Shout out to both hosts. Tonight is a live wire and Bugsy got jokes. That's a fact, though. Shorty said I got the time, but where's that? Though. I said it's Gonzo After Dark podcast show. Then gave her the cold shoulder, told her listen to the show and don't you call me till it's over. Yo, it's Gonzo After Dark, it got them about to start. Gonzo After Dark, it got them about to start. What did you expect? Politically incorrect. Got the nighter on set with the hookah on deck. Yo, it's Gonzo After Dark, it got them about to start. Gonzo After Dark, it got them about to start. What did you expect? Politically incorrect. Got